Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the hotline. She is in Cleveland. She has said she is stationed basically with the Cleveland Browns. She has said that the Browns intend to spend every single penny in cap space that they have. At least that's what was written about her. Aditi Kinkabwala joins us right now from the NFL Network. Aditi, good morning.
Good morning. Now, at least that's what was written about her, because everything that's ever written about somebody is completely on the ball.
Well, you were quoted as saying that they intend to spend every single penny on a free agent.
No. Well, I definitely didn't say that. So.
Well, what? We only ran with that all day.
So this has been awesome. This was talked about all day yesterday. You didn't say any of this stuff?
No. What I said is that the Cleveland Browns, and what I'll say for you, Ken, is that the Cleveland Browns, the days of sitting here and hoarding draft picks and amassing capital is over. They're ready to spend that capital. They're ready to field a competitive team. And quite frankly, I think 20 million of that 77.8 million or 82.2 million, whatever the exact number is, has to be allocated to the draft picks. So they can't really spend every single penny this week.
All right, Didi's backpedaling now.
Great.
Look at you backtracking.
The important point here is whether they said whether they spend every money or not, this team is clearly a player in a lot of conversations. John Dorsey had himself locked in a room yesterday in his war room. I kept begging, can I talk to him? Can I talk to him? He was busy.
Oh, yeah, but I got a picture sent to me online of him at a Subway. You didn't just go to...
Clearly, I should have just been casing that Subway.
Yeah, and second of all, if this was Twitter, after you've just backtracked on what you said, I would have said you've lost all credibility, but I can't do that.
Well, you can feel free to hang up the phone, Ken.
No!
If you feel that I am of no value to
I don't
you
like
whatsoever.
Aditi, I'm sorry
I
for the tone.
Not true.
I'm sorry for the tone of my partner right now. Let me ask you this. Since news comes out about Nate Solder, you're in Berea. Did you see Joe Thomas in a big box of his things walking out of there today?
I did not see it, and I am actually not expecting an announcement today, which I feel like if you're reading the tea leaves, it's kind of a good sign. Because if he were not coming back, would he really wait until the very last minute to tell his team? I mean, as of yesterday, I was told that literally, as of yesterday when I left the building, I was told that the Browns still didn't know that the front office still didn't know what his decision was.
I think let me throw this by you here, then, and let me see if you can compare it to what the front office has told you. You said that they didn't know. Are they getting a little bit antsy here on his decision?
I think there has to be a little bit. I mean, they clearly want him back. They've done everything they can at this point to lobby him to come back. He's a big piece of that. And, you know, I know there was a sense that the Browns needed to show that they were doing business, that they were serious, that not only in words is this a new regime, but really in action, this is a different team. And doing it on Friday, kind of taking over the news cycle before anybody else had a piece of it, was a big part of that. It was a big, bold move. And you're not only recruiting potential free agents, you're recruiting your own guys. I mean, I was in a text conversation with a current player on Friday before any of this happened, and then again after, and it was a markedly different tone to that conversation. So the Browns are sending a statement. I'm really out of breath, by the way, because I just ran on the treadmill.
Well, congratulations. That's okay.
That's all Joe Thomas has been doing the last year, it seems.
I feel like Ken's going to turn this around in some way and say, she's hesitating a little bit as she speaks because she doesn't believe what she's saying.
No,
I'm just out of shape and out of breath.
No, I was going to make it you could say the same thing about me. I was just going to make a self-deprecating fat joke. But go on with what you were saying about who you were texting with on the Browns.
Or about me?
No, about the Browns.
Self-deprecating means about yourself.
No, that's fine.
Now you're calling me fat, then really we may just have to...
You're not fat. I'm big and fat, Aditi. You know that. Come on now.
Big and fat.
So what this person is telling you, this player is telling you here, let me get all these things right because
sure. I'm chatting with a player on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, you know, I'm going to spend the week in Berea next week, blah, blah, blah. And we're kind of talking about what we think is going on. And then I said to him, well, things have to be better, don't you feel? And he said, well, you would have thought that after 1 and 15, things would have been better. Or who would have thought that after 1 and 15, you'd follow that up with 0 and 16? So it's sort of this level of, you know, let's not get too carried away. Let's see what happens. Don't be all sure that everything's going to be great. 3 hours later, the tone of the conversation is completely different. And he's basically like, all right, hell yeah. Like, is training camp starting tomorrow? Because there was that much excitement. The Browns are getting legitimate football players here. It's not as if just, okay, you're making a splashy move. These are good moves. These are good players.
Is this person that excited about Tyrod Taylor then? Can I go that far? Or are you not going to tell me that?
I think there is a lot of excitement about Tyrod Taylor, quite frankly. Let's not forget that there were internal discussions about getting Tyrod Taylor a year ago, mm-hmm. before everybody ran with this A.J. McCarron idea. And Ken, I'll tell you this, I was buying it too. Your quarterback's coach is a guy that worked with McCarron for a long time. Jackson worked with McCarron. Clearly there's a familiarity and something there. But even before McCarron was ever a conversation, there was an eye on Tyrod Taylor and seeing if something could happen there. So there's certainly, Tyrod Taylor has an athleticism that is absolutely unique in the NFL, and it's something that definitely caters to what Hugh Jackson would like to do. And the best part of Todd Haley is that Todd Haley is not a slave to any sort of scheme. I said this yesterday, and I'll keep saying it. Todd Haley really makes the best use of the players that he has. I'm excited to see what he could do with a guy like Tyrod Taylor. And look, he's got 22 wins. That's 22 more than anybody else that was in the quarterback room a year ago.
Yes. Aditi joining us on the show. Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network, @ Kinkabwala. Good luck spelling the last name. Are there any other names that you know that they're close to right now in free agency, other than Nate Solder?
I don't know that I'm really believing that one, but I'm not so sure about Terrell Pryor. You have to think about who's really a good fit, and there is that money, and how is that money being used. So there's a lot of banging the drum for that. I don't necessarily see that as a done deal. I think Trumaine Johnson is still a guy that's out there. You know, we know they're not done trying to add big play guys in that secondary, and we do know that they're going to move Demarius Randall to free safety, which of course then changes what Jabril Peppers does, which then changes the face of what that defense can do. These are, you know, there's a lot of domino effects to what's happening here. So, and I think they can spend money on a top shell, on a front line cornerback. So that would be fun. It would be fun to see some more news today. There wasn't a lot of news yesterday.
Mm-mm. All right, Aditi, one last thing is we're talking about all of this. You, of course, can see Aditi on NFL Network throughout the day, her reporting, and terrific on Twitter. If the Browns, with this John Dorsey and the transition that they've made and all the different moves they've made, do you see the potential for the Browns to trade with the Bills again if the Bills want to get all the way up to number four to take a quarterback? Or do you think Dorsey is going to try and land two big playmakers at 1 and 4?
I think that he has to try to do that. And look, John Dorsey is on the record saying that with the number one overall pick, you need to pick a future Hall of Famer. And I think this is a huge opportunity. They don't want to see waste. And look, the Browns organization, whether Dorsey was a part of it or not, the Haslams were a part of it, and Hugh Jackson was a part of it. They traded away some top picks in the last 2 years, and that didn't really work out so well. You've got a lot of talent in this draft. Use those picks.
Aditi,
I'm actually going the other way. I was joking with a member of the Browns organization that I feel the Browns should package that four with some other picks and move up. Move up to the second pick. Take 1 and 2.
Would you want Saquon Barkley then?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
But hey, I think he's a great kid. I think he's unbelievably bright. He's very telegenic. I've covered a dynamic running back who could do everything in Pittsburgh. I can see what that does. I think it would be really fun. If you had a billboard coming into Cleveland with Myles Garrett and Saquon Barkley on it,
we're selling hope.
I mean, what franchise could ask for more?
I got to tell you, that sells a hell of a lot of hope, Aditi. I got to admit that. We thank you very much. We're going to get to you later this week.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. We're going to get to you later this week. Thank you very much. Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the show. Follow her on Twitter, @ Kinkabwala, one of our very favorite that we ever have on. Did you find some satisfaction there? She says she's not so sure about all this Nate Solder stuff. You caught that.
And also thinks that Joe Thomas, judged by the timing, she thinks Joe Thomas probably not going to retire right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.